Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast, season three, and it is just a OG episode with myself and Reese today. We were going to have Josh Jenkins on the podcast, which is Reese's assistant coach, co-coach, what do you call him?
It's weird, co-coach,
isn't it? I call Noah my assistant coach.
Yeah, because co-coach is like...
On the same level, and he's way under
Josh
you.
And Noah,
like they know their place.
Yeah, they should know exactly where they're
I say assistant coach.
Okay, so yeah. But you almost, I think co-coach sounds easier to say, but yeah,
Josh Jenkins. Saying cock.
My cock. Uh-huh. Hey Josh, I think you're my cock coach.
I'll say like, if you want to be coached by my cock, my co-coach Noah.
It's actually cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper if you want to be coached by my cock.
Yeah. But no, we're coming in. Josh Josh had a bit of car troubles. We originally were going to have another guest on.
I'm
not going to mention the names. We're going to mention the names.
Really,
it's going to be a
big, really big surprise.
Really, really big name. We're going to have him on. So spoiler alert, it's a boy. Mm. And then we had to move around we don't know. Maybe. I reckon he's a they at least.
It wouldn't surprise me if he was a they. If he came out as a they in the long term.
If you were to say a couple of years, like he's a bit quirky, isn't he? Oh, yeah. So basically, Oasis Zero, fair enough.
Yeah, didn't get you one because it was like £2.49. I was like,
flavour? What flavour? Like, is it
summer fruits? Zero flavour. Taste of zero.
Zero. So yeah. So Josh was going to be on. He had a few car troubles. He was seeing a girl, and he now hasn't seen her. It was the first time I'm supposed to meet her. So I was like, oh, unlucky mate. And the funniest thing is, it happened on the road or like similar to the road. Did I tell you this? Don't know if it happened on the same road that the guy came into me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so leaving Cardiff, I can't remember the road off the top of my head, but some guy crashed into me, small colder, 75 years old, from like down south.
That was his name, by the way, guys. His name was Small.
Yeah, his name was Small. Bellend, fuck you. Genuinely, like, I really don't like you. I like Josh.
Can't say that, what if he's watching?
No, I really dislike him. Had the cheek of coming into me and then trying to blame it was my fault. Small came into me, but trust me, he wasn't small, guys. Oh, what a bad start to the podcast. Josh had a bit of an incident. First time meeting a girl, now he hasn't met her. Let's see where that transpires. And he's also missed out on training with us. He's also missed out on training with us and jumping on the podcast. So Josh will be on.
You see what you put this morning? So I put on my story. I did my walking chat.
Yeah.
And I was like, Josh has bottled it. And then he put on his story, like, Finn didn't get the memo. I'm not on the podcast. And he put, like, you obviously didn't get the memo, mate. I've had car issues. And I messaged him. I said, watch the story, you gimp.
Yeah.
And then he watched it back. He went, oh, fuck. He's like, I look like a right twat. He's like, you are a right twat.
Yeah.
And then I messaged him in voice. I was like, are you telling me you don't watch all of my stories all the way through? So, yeah, Josh thought that I thought he was on. But I know. I'm ahead of the game.
Yeah, I sent you a voice next. I didn't want it where, like, I don't know, maybe I said to you we could have got X person on. Almost said his name.
No, I'm not messing
but then,
about.
No, it's a bit of a mess. And anyway, we plan to do it. And to be fair, we've said, this doesn't actually make a difference to the people that listen, but we said that we need to do the podcast on the weeks we do physio, probably the night before, which is sound.
So today is Wednesday night, not Thursday morning.
Yeah, so it's going to be like...
you can tell, does the lighting look different?
We've said it's a bit brighter, but I think it's because it's dark outside.
Yeah.
But either way, we are post-legs. We've just trained legs. We'll do a bit of a catch-up and then we'll go into the questions in a separate episode. So yeah, post-legs, we've had... three sessions at Derby. Jacob, we are so, so sorry. We will be at back at Be Modified soon. But we've kind of run like a rotation at Ultraflex. I was away.
Said we wanted to, didn't we? Just to check like sessions that we wanted to definitely train there.
Yeah. I was away on Saturday, Sunday and Friday. So I didn't do the weekend sessions at Be Ultraflex Derby. I did them in Scotland. I will get into that in a short while. But either way, when it comes to today, legs, we had Sam filming. It was a very, very good session. We've got a slightly different sort of session breakdown just based off not even what we need, but more so injury management and stuff.
Like one movement, really, isn't it? You do the pendulum and I do the hack.
Yeah.
Everything else we do the same, really.
Yeah. I think we said on the last podcast, I don't know if we did actually, the Ultraflex Derby for legs is probably, hands down, the best gym that like I've probably trained at.
Yeah, Rotherham has got... well, to be fair, Rotherham hasn't got the gym like a pendulum.
Yeah, I don't think
and I really like that.
Or the new Atlantis hack?
No, that's true. Yeah, compound. The two compound bits that we do use.
Yeah.
It hasn't got the Gymleco 45-degree leg press, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I used that on Saturday. And so that's the session that I trained with Owen. And we did... so, the main compounds, we did the Gymleco pendulum and then the Gymleco 45-degree leg press. And both of them felt like incredible. The leg press was so nice, like just really, really smooth, like all quad, like got so much out of it. So yeah, that was good. But yeah, today, so basically the only difference is I do the Atlantis hack after the Cybex squat press, And I do one set on the squat press, two sets on the hack.
Yeah.
And then Reese does two sets on the squat press, one set on the pendulum. But are you going to do the pendulum on a Saturday? Or
no.
Well, you do a leg press and a hinge, don't you?
Yeah, so... Yeah, it depends on how things fall. To be fair, once I'm actually like fat again, I'll probably do that session. If I'm pulling from the floor, most likely it'd be modified. But if you're training with Owen or whatever,
fake
like
plates.
Fake plates. Yeah. No, it's just the setup. The bar feels good and stuff like that. But that being said, that session for me, I could do anyway. It's a hinge. As long as there's a barbell, that's cool. If I'm pulling from the floor, I'll be a bit more specific.
That's what we said, didn't we? Monday, we'll probably train it be modified because we do a bent row now.
Yeah.
Now that my back's not too bad, I'm just having to take it a little bit easy.
Yeah.
Doing a deficit, yeah, buddy row.
Yeah.
But like it's a nobody row, really. Yeah. Although it is, no, it's still quite yeah-buddy.
The top set was a little bit.
Oh, yeah, buddy. It was very. I want it to be.
Oh, I got called out on my rows.
They were shit.
No. You know Yemi.
Yeah.
He commented like, you know that Lou guy, Lou Rhino.
Yeah.
In the Conte chat, he did like 140 for 15 and 180 for 12, like relatively like it was all right, but like it wasn't amazing.
He's strong though.
He is strong. Yeah, he is strong. And like Yemi tagged me saying like this, bro. Like trying to like tell me how to row, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Yemi, I know you're a pro, but like, yeah, I think I know how to row a little bit. And then also, Lou, I've done way more than one. I've done 140 for 20. Like when it comes to like a strict row, I read it and I was just like, huh, what?
Were they better than yours?
The back off was. It was. He's been rowing for a long time. Like, you know, in a regular.
Me. Yes or no. Just say yes. You're allowed to be worse at something. It's
no,
okay.
No. I wouldn't say they're worse. He had objectively.
Would you say yours were better than James Hollingshead's four plate?
Right. I haven't seen James Hollingshead's four plate. It was good.
So much.
Oh, mine's definitely buddy row, but
so
also
so much better than yours.
But also, mate, I'm not gonna claim.
I wish I could train with James.
I'd hate to say so you're gonna say I'm gonna have the cleanest form in the world. I'm not Jack Piad. I couldn't give a fuck.
Who's that?
Oh, does he even exist anymore? No, but yeah, I think he actually does.
If he listens.
Yeah, I think I'm blocked by him, so I doubt he's really listening.
I'm not bought by my
Piad, if you're watching this, mate, like, enjoy.
Good to know you still exist.
good to know you still exist, bro, after being cancelled numerous times in, like, 2020, 2021.
Yeah, I think
but yeah,
fair,
I've never, like... I'm not the kind of guy to claim, like, if you were to call me out on my hinges, I'd be like, no, my hinges are good. If you were to call me out on anything else, I'd be like, this is good. My bent rows are bent rows. I'm not going to argue and go dying, so this is the best form ever.
That is literally why, obviously we spoke about Yeah Buddy reps came about with, like, lateral raises, didn't they, as well, but, like, that is literally why we termed it Yeah Buddy Rows, because it's like no one gives a shit what your rows look like. Just bend over and row, make sure it feels pretty good through your back, and don't overthink it. Like that is literally why we termed it Yeah Buddy Rows, and it's pretty mental how that's taken off. Like I have a client in Canada, and he, like when he first started, he was like, I really want to have Yeah Buddy Rows in my program, and he was like being serious. He just calls them Yeah Buddy Rows. And like a couple of his, I can hear his mates in the background, like when he's doing his rows, and they're like, come on, Yeah Buddy Rows. Like it's like, that's mental.
It is funny,
like,
because that's one thing that we've said a few things that have caught on, but that's definitely like, I'll see it from people that like,
I don't think followers or anything.
And I'm like, what? Like and they might not even seen it from us, but they were probably seeing it from somebody they follow. Maybe us, but maybe someone else, maybe one of our clients or someone like that. And it is quite funny because it's one of those where, like,
I think people almost think we're taking the piss as well. Like I commented on Keefe's post, just Yeah Buddy, because he was doing Yeah Buddy Rows. Have you seen them? Like, his rows are they're Yeah Buddy Rows, they're fucking strong though.
I saw it actually, the 200 one, stupidly strong.
I know,
ridiculously
so
strong.
I put Yeah Buddy, and like he put something like, wait until the back shots. Like, so I don't know, I think me and Keefe are sound. I think he was like kind of like having a bit of a joke, but some people will think, oh, Finn's saying that his rows are bad. Like, no, I couldn't look at his back. Couldn't give a fuck about his form. Like, he's really strong and his back's a joke.
The king of Yeah Buddy Rows is original AJ Morris.
AJ Morris, yeah.
The worst Yeah Buddy Rows. Like, he absolutely butchered Yeah. Like, they're like, yeah, Buddy Rows.
But that's like, why, like, again, AJ's got a good back.
Yeah,
like,
no, you can't.
You can't say it's only because of that. Like, it's not like, oh, the reason that Keefe's got a good back is because of those rows, or the reason that this person's got a good back is because of those rows. But like we said before, like, success does leave clues, and if you're able to hinge over and row, even with relatively shoddy form, 3-4 plates plus, even just hanging in that lengthened range four plates plus is difficult. Like you said, you changed it from a dead stop to a bent row.
I did.
You were battered from it because
of
the eccentric loading.
And like my back the following day, like even now, like my traps are still battered. You know,
that deficit
more,
row with the pause, like it does feel really, really good.
Yeah.
And it just takes out that momentum. Like it's still... It's not like, obviously, I'm not using a lot of load, but that's what I need to do with my back at the minute. But like in terms of how it actually feels for a row, it feels better than just doing a standard Yeah Buddy row.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. How did it feel through your back?
All right, yeah, felt good. Just battered me the following day.
And they weren't as good as lose.
No, they weren't as good as lose. And therefore, I need to copy what Yemi said. So, cheers, Yemi. Thanks, mate. That really meant a lot. So, yeah, that was that. But otherwise, yeah, the week's been sound. I was away. I had actually a question. I've already read through the questions, so spoiler alert. Mm. But I had a question regarding my trip to Edinburgh. Wasn't Edinburgh. Glasgow. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what have we done in this past week? Your main thing is that you went away, so tell us about it. Tell us why, when, and where.
That's why I brought it up.
And please don't go down like, oh, the Airbnb was so bad. It wasn't that bad. You were playing up to that on your social media.
I really wasn't, mate. I've never played up to it. When have I ever put up a story?
Mate, you put on about 100 stories about it. It wasn't that bad.
It was, mate. It was very, very rough.
Well, then fair enough. Put a few stories.
I put like 3 or 4. Finn, this is coming from someone's content who was horrendous during pre. I've seen that canal more times than I've seen anything. I've seen your car more times than I've seen anything.
No,
I'm not saying you do, but that Airbnb was shocking.
Yeah, like, but really I wouldn't take 50 photos of my car in one day.
I think you pretty much might have during prep. And definitely that canal. I've seen that canal 45 times. No,
the canal is
just
when I go on a walk in the morning.
Okay, fair enough.
What, do you want me to go on a different walk?
No, but maybe not put a story up.
I'm trying to promote my personality.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you not know?
After every workout and like prep, it was like post-push.
It was four photos. That was never a reel.
You used to do a reel in the original Be Modified.
I never did a post-workout reel.
No, it wasn't a post-workout real, but you'd
be like a slight video.
Yeah, it's like body weight 0.03 pounds down from the previous update. No, but it was like update, physique update, and it's like same weight as you were 3 days ago. That was the same reel as you put 3 days ago.
I wasn't doing it to be like, oh guys, loads have changed.
But I put it up there, mate. And more so as well, it's actually funny because I actually got a few messages saying like you should put more stuff up, because I rarely ever talk to the camera, which I probably should.
Go down a canal every morning.
Talk about a canal. Yeah, and then Josh doesn't listen. No one listens.
No, but like you put like 2 stories on, and I was like, oh yeah, that looks a bit grim. And then I feel like there was like another 20 stories. Maybe it's because I was on your close friends.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, I put a few on my close friends. But actually, if I was to go on my archive now, it's not.
It was a bit.
It's not that many. But either way, the Airbnb was pretty shit.
Who's on your close friends?
Do you want me to go through the names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I guess them?
Yeah, sure. Let me get it up. So I have 25 people on my close friends on Instagram. I don't even know how I check. Do I go? Yeah, I go stories, and then I go story settings. Right. So, 27 people.
Me.
Obviously.
Sanaya.
Yes.
Your mum?
No.
Jack Eagles?
Yes.
Josh Krogan?
Yes.
Sam?
Let me see.
Sam Krogan. George?
Do I have Krogan? Yeah. Sam George is on there. Yeah.
Josh Jenkins?
Yep.
Tim?
No.
Tim Stewart?
No.
Josh Campbell?
Oh, don't have Josh Campbell. I'll add Josh.
Is he a close friend?
Oh, no, Josh Campbell is on there. Yeah. Josh Campbell. I'm sorry, I've searched his name.
A fair few of your clients, like Gulliver, Hubert.
Don't have Gulliver. Have Hubert. Do you want me to go through the name?
Gulliver, sorry, mate.
No.
Gulliver.
It was only Gulliver. The ones that I said. I've only ever posted like 3 stories on my close friends, and I've made the list like 6 months ago. So this
my
is the
list
name.
Is literally you, Shannon, and I think that's it. So my mum.
Okay, so it's Jamie, so my best mate growing up.
Yeah.
Actually, my best mate, fully. Like, best mate, love him. Love him to bits. So much more than you, mate. Deanna, Comran, Josh Strutt, Christopher Coles, Joe Kerr, Yemi, Mark Anthony
Yemi,
Ells.
Yemi.
Fuck Yemi, yeah. Yemi, you're getting off that. Evolution Training, so Tom, Mitch Starr, Mark Hodson. Love Mark Hodson. Mark Hodson's a good guy. Nathan Stacey, Deck Challoner, Josh Krogan, Jacob Delatta, so Be Modified, Davis, Hubert, Joe Gann, Josh Doherty, Sam George, Conor Flanagan, Jack Eagles, Josh Campbell, Josh Jenkins, Sanaya, Finley Roberts, and Finn Kelly, coach.
Gulliver.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Gull. You should probably be on there. There should be a fair few. So if you want to be on my close friends and you're like a client or actually
you never
know
post
you,
anything.
Yeah, maybe message me. I made the list like, and it was the ones I've suggested, so the ones that actually I speak to technically on social media. But yeah, I'll put a few stories up. Anyway, when it comes to the actual place, we went to Glasgow. Now, we went to Edinburgh last year, summer sort of time. I did like a little, like, Xmas. What the fuck am I going on about? Xmas. Summer meetup with a few prep clients, which was quite cool. So I had 3 Scottish lads that were prepping. Gulliver was one of them, unfortunately. Finley was, and then Moosa was, but Moosa sacked me, so Moosa, you're not getting that close friends list. You're not on that close. You're not even a friend anymore, bro. I'm surprised they even follow you. Probably blocked. No. So, to be fair, some coaches do that.
I know.
Sad,
isn't it? Sad.
Anyway, we went to there. We went to Edinburgh, and Edinburgh's really nice. Yeah. So I thought, oh, Glasgow would be sound. Awful, really, really bad.
Noah said that you asked him, like, oh, do you live in Glasgow? Like, do you live in a nicer part than this? And he was like, nope, I live down the road.
And I was like, sound? Yeah, fair enough, mate. So yeah, so it wasn't a very nice place.
Paisley.
Yeah.
Paisley.
And talking about that gym. We get into some juicy details regarding that gym. Not really. It's just a bit weird. So yeah. So basically, we're there for the weekend. Sanaa had a posing event with Erin Thompson. I think it's Erin Thompson. I think it is. And that was Saturday.
Did it go well?
I think it went really well. Apparently, it was like 40 girls though, and she didn't want to bring Amy.
All her clients.
Oh, yeah, no, it was like some of Sanaa's, but then most of it was Erin's, which is wicked to think. Like, she had like that many clients that were like all competing, posing. Like, that's really, really good.
She is quite well known, though, isn't she?
Yeah, I wouldn't really think, like, I never really saw her account. Like, I follow her, but she has like over 100k followers, and she's got a load of clients. But I think it's one of those when you don't engage with somebody. I haven't seen a story of her because I don't see her stuff. No, so it's like one of those. But I know she looks really good. I know she's actually like pretty, like, she's a good athlete. So she's she's a pro. So if you're a pro, you have to be really, really, really good.
Yeah, I've got loads of clients.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that was on Saturday. I think it went really well from what Sanaa said. She was pretty battered afterwards. And I was planning on training at Future Fitness, which I've had clients there before. I actually had a guy bump into me after I went to the toilet the other week. Do you remember last week? Where he spoke to me about Future. And we were literally like a 10, 15-minute walk and a couple-minute drive. So I was going to walk there, but then I put up a story, and I had like Josh Finley and like two or three other lads that like were request being like, come to Pro Life, it's so much better. And the kit was really good, but the people and the way the gym was ran, fucking hell, I'm stunned that like the gym's as popular as it is, because it was worse than Warehouse.
I think it is,
it
like
so much worse than
the
Warehouse.
I think it's the best gym around by a mile, so it's like almost like you go and
owners so
maybe
odd,
not
like,
great.
Yeah.
The people that work there is not great, but it's just
gym. Yeah, the gym was good kit wise, but like if I said to Finn the following day, because he asked how it was, or Monday, and I was like, if there was a gym that was around the corner or Future was like a 5-minute walk, I would have literally have said, can I have my day pass back? Like, I'm not fucking training. Like, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. So sorry guys if you're watching, but I'm not really sorry. You guys, like, the people that work at Pro Life Fitness, bell ends. I don't think I'll ever be back, so I don't really care.
I'm gonna go because I want to go and see Josh and Noah.
Yeah.
So I don't think you bell ends.
No. This is the words of me, not Finn. Finn definitely didn't laugh
Sam
and go.
Put all this out.
I'll just blank Finn out. Edit Finn out. This is just my opinion.
Just blur me.
But
out.
No, so we went there Saturday, and like I walked in, and immediately Finley, Morgan, and his mate. I'm sorry, mate. I don't know what your name is off the top of my head. But they walked over to me, and like I was in the mix of like buying a day pass, and I think because they were chatting to me, it was like, you know, where you like chatting, but you're also trying to pay for a day pass, and they were just all like, all the people, the PTs and stuff, were just at the reception, almost just looking at me a bit funny. So I paid my day pass, and I was like, it is what it is. Gone upstairs. Bearing in mind, we've come in, we didn't even know how to get through. We waited by this like glass reception bit, and they said, come around. So it's clear we've never been there before. We went upstairs, and I put my bag down. So now I had a bag down. Bearing in mind, we literally have our bags over our shoulders when we're walking, or I think I'm holding mine. And we start doing a few minutes of steps. I do like 5-10 minutes before. And the woman, I say woman, she was a girl, probably in like her early 20s, comes up and goes, and she was actually all right. She goes, excuse me, guys, it's a policy. You can't have gym bags on the gym floor. Bearing in mind, by the treadmills, there is nothing. There is not like a trip hazard. It's not tight. It's like, okay, cool. I said, yes, that's fine. Where can we put them? She goes, in the lockers downstairs. So I was like, okay, cool. Downstairs, can I put them in the locker when I've done my steps? I'll be like 5 minutes. And then I'll be a few minutes, because I'd already done a minute or two at this point. And she was like, no, it's policy. Do it now, pretty much. And I was like, right, fucking hell, okay, fair enough. Like, forward, I don't mind. Like, if someone's forward and straight, I'd rather that than them kind of sketch around it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. I had my mega pump, so I literally, like, scooped 2 scoops of that. Like, maybe I had done
at least
a minute.
10.
Yeah, at least 10 scoops. Did 5 minutes of steps. Did 2 bits of form feedback. No, I literally just kind of, I might have walked for another minute. And bearing in mind, I then come down the stairs, I've gone round, and I saw Noah. And I think there was one other lad that was with Noah. Noah was maybe jumping with someone, and they both like gave me a fist bump. And I think at this point, Sanaa had gone to reception, and because a few people had already come up to me while I was like walking up the stairs, another guy, 17-year-old ginger kid, sorry, like I don't know his name. Noah. Yeah, sorry, no, you just look really small. Another ginger kid from Scotland. They're all gingers. Really weird. Gulliver, Noah, this ginger kid.
Josh is actually ginger. His dad's
there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he came up to me and gave me a fist bump. So I was like, I think a few people come up to me and they probably were like, who the fuck's this guy? Like, why is he walking in like with his bag on?
Yeah,
and
you're then probably walking about like you're in the place as well. Like,
Definitely. No. And I was still on the stairs and this.
Were you waddling like you're massive, like most people do?
Like one person does who shouldn't.
A lot of people do it.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so basically, a guy came up to me, PT, must have been like, honestly, like 55.
This
60
is irrelevant
kilos.
What body weight he is.
No, mate, he came up to me. It's not irrelevant. It's one
it
of those.
It is irrelevant.
It's when you're. If that was outside and somebody spoke to, let's say, somebody who wasn't very friendly, he would have got knocked out with how he spoke to him. I swear down, he would have got punched in the face. And that's not me saying in a way of he was 55 kilos. It's one of those where he was tiny and he was coming up to somebody who. In a gym situation, I'm not going to fucking say anything, but I'm going
to
be like...
Also, it doesn't matter whether he's tiny or... If he was 120 kilos, would it have been all right how he spoke to you?
No, not at all. No, but I think it puts things into perspective where I think there should be an element of gym respect when you're clearly somebody who knows what they're doing in the gym and you've already been spoken to by somebody, and it's not where it's like, I'm a complete beginner walking in with fucking jeans on and like work boots. Yeah, if that's the case, then fair enough. Chat to me and be like, bro, what the fuck are you wearing?
Yeah.
That's what I mean in the way of like, he clearly just didn't really have much respect for anybody, and I think at the same time, I'm not going to say, I said to you, you don't need to lay out a red carpet for me, but just don't talk to me like a bellend, especially if I clearly, you look at me and go, he knows what he's doing, I'm not going to be an idiot in a gym. Apart from my yeah buddy Rose,
he probably saw him and Yemi
are best mates. He just tagged me and was like, this guy's Rose as shit. So yeah, so basically he comes up to me and he like literally walked downstairs and he's like, bag's not allowed on the gym floor. And I was like, yeah man, I'm literally on the way, like I was on the way, just this guy said hi, and he was like, yeah, you better be. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck, man? I was like, I'm literally going there now. And he was like, yeah, you better be in the locker right now. I was like, okay, sound, cheers. And at this point, Sanaa was by the reception and all of them were just staring at me. So I put my gym bag back, all that sort of stuff, and it was sound. But like, I've had a few messages off, like, they don't allow videoing in certain places.
Yeah, they don't. I know Josh has had a lot of issues with them before.
Yeah, it's really, really odd. And like, when I was in the leg room, because the leg room's in a separate room, there was a few of the PTs and like, it was literally the people that were training in the leg room. It was quite flattering, but also at the same time, I wanted to crack on with the session. It was like, Josh came in to say hi, which is sound. I get on well with Josh. Same with Noah. But there was a few of like their friends who like, there was probably maybe 10 people.
A lot of them are their clients.
Yeah, and they all knew who I was, which is lovely. But when like people are coming up to me, all the PTs were almost a bit like, again, not like irritated, but they were just a bit like, almost a bit just puzzled, and you could just see they were just like staring at me like, this is a really weird vibe. So I still cracked on, still got a good session, but it was like after like the first 15-20 minutes I was like, I'd just walk out of here if there was a gym around the corner. Like, this is very, very odd. Like, I'd be literally like, no, it's sound, good to see
how
you.
How was it for Sanaa?
Sanaa thought the same. Like, Sanaa like kind of can luckily hide like and just crack on with her stuff, but she noticed it, because she noticed it more so when she wasn't training with me, because she did a few exercises that were a bit different, where she'd be like, fucking hell, like, she can't keep her like eyes off you, but like looking at you like, what are you doing setting up a tripod?
Yeah.
What are you doing adding more plates to that, let's say, leg press? It was almost like I shouldn't be training hard. And I found that in a gym that has full Cybex, like,
yeah,
really good kit,
got a lot of good equipment.
Really, really, really weird. Like, I would have hated to have like deadlifted, and like, I guarantee one of the PTs would have been like, can you put the deadlift bar down quieter, or can you not drop it? And I'd be like, fuck off, you're 55 kilo PT, I'm deadlifting 325, do you not know I'm massive in comparison to you, bro?
That's what you're like.
Yeah, definitely, I'm so like that. So yeah, so it was just a bit of a weird vibe. But we trained in Manchester on the way up on Friday, did a bit of shopping on the way up.
EP,
which was sound. The owner came up to me, gave me a fist bump, and was like, didn't want to interrupt you while you were training.
He's sound, isn't
he? Yeah, he's a sound dude.
Isn't his name Ant?
Is
his name Ant?
I'm not sure what his name is.
I feel like his name's Ant.
Is your name Ant, mate? Are you not going to be listening?
He will be watching.
Yeah, definitely. EP owner.
He'll be one of the 814 Spotify followers or 533 subscribers. And if he's not, then someone message him and tell him to be. And if you're not, you know what to do.
Yeah. So yeah, other than that, everything's all good.
What did you do at EP?
We did upper. So first time full sending. I said, yay. Fucking all right. So yeah.
The reason Reese just laughed is that every time we do a new clip, when the camera cuts out, we have to say, Sam, this is clip 2 or clip 3
and
or whatever.
I've been promoted.
Whatever clip it is. I do it every time, but I said, you can do it if you want. And he was buzzing.
Like, oh, I was like, yes, come on. I'm upgrading in my podcast ability. So we trained upper. I did the cybex shoulder press. I did 9 plates for the first time. Like, I've done it before for, I think, a 1 rep max, like, in 2022. And I got it for a good set of 5. And it goes to show, like, it's quite funny. Like, my shoulder is definitely a lot better now, which is really good. And it goes to show also how much it's been holding me back over the probably last year. Because realistically, my pec was injured in January when I was in Canada last year. And then since then, this whole, like, left side's just been a bit meh, like, delt into pec and then pec into delt, whatever. And as a result, like, my pressing has been very, like, suboptimal. Like, I press 5 plates with a reverse band on the Smith, stuff like that. Like, my pressing's still been good, but I'm like 12 kilos down from, like, my heaviest. I also haven't pressed at all, like, in a heavy or somewhat even, like, I haven't really even pressed that much. Like, the last time that I really dumbbell pressed or did actually any proper press, which the only movement I could do was a dumbbell press, was in Vegas. And then after that, it was just getting worse and worse. And I literally didn't press for, like, 2.5 to 3 months. So for me to be a hell of a lot of body weight down, for me to not press and then get a lifetime best on a movement, I'm like, shit.
I think it's one of those movements, though, where you can, like, you can get a lot of load on there for, like, a low rep.
But even, like, the Atlantis chest press yesterday, you know, like, I've never done 8 on that before, and that was with a pause, and that felt really, really good. Like, I remember, like, doing that with Danny Howarth. Don't know if he's Danny Howarth.
He exists.
Does he still exist? We love you, Danny. Yeah, I remember doing that with Danny in prep for both of us when he wanted to hop into an earlier show and he was fat. And he actually looked really good on stage, to be fair, looked really good. But he was fat and he was like, I'm going to do this show in 3 weeks. And me and Jack were like, please don't. Please don't, mate. But yeah, we did that. And I remember doing like 7.5. And obviously, like, I was actually similar weight, to be fair. But like, that was an absolute battle. Like, no pause. It was very like, yeah, buddy. Like, we both just had a bit of fun on that. But yeah, it's really good. Like, my shoulder's in a good spot. Training like really well, which is nice. So yeah, happy days. That's out. We trained at EP. Then we trained at Pro Life. EP's a lot better, mainly because of the staff and no 55 kilo P2. Fuck that, dude.
How much do you think he actually weighed?
Honestly, mate, like, I wouldn't say any heavier than that. Like, 60 kilos. He was really, like, just, I'm not even saying small, just like...
How tall was he? 6'3".
Nah, he was like 5'2", so he's actually jacked. No, he's like, you know, he's like probably 5'8", 5'9". Just his demeanour.
Was
just
it tell... Josh? You sure it wasn't Josh Campbell?
No. Josh Campbell, his accent, he'd just mumble.
Yeah.
He'd be like, and I'd be like, oh, and then he'd just start saying way pace and talk about haggis and bagpipes and
All he talks about is haggis.
I will say, though, Josh is actually, he's a really nice chap, because he sent me, like, the following day, he was like, go here for a walk.
Yeah, he is thoughtful.
He, like, sent me, like, a list of things to do, and I was like, thank you for that, mate. Like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And he, like, sent a voice note, and it was just like, just being kind, and I was like, that's nice, because I would never do that. I would just be like, so, mate, have a good time.
That is one thing, I'd say something. To be fair, I think I am thoughtful, but I put my work before anything else.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll have an idea, like, oh, I should do that. Like, I should message my mum, or I should message whoever. Mm. But then I'm like, but I've got clients to get back to, I just need to do that. And then I forget. Like, the other day, so, you know, Matt, my, like, best mate from back home. My best mate.
Best mate. Yeah.
His birthday's on Friday.
Yeah.
So I messaged him. I was like, I know his birthday's soon. I was like, it's the 9th of February. So I was like, when's that? I was like, oh, it's Friday. I was like, I'll message him and see if he's doing it.
Yeah.
Like, if he's free for, like, any time at the weekend.
Yeah.
And, like, I messaged him and, like, I'm going to see him on Friday now. And I was that's from, like, thinking, like, right, I should just message him. Whereas, like, before, I'd think it and be like, oh, let me just get back to my clients. And then when I've cleared my WhatsApp, I'll get back to him. And my WhatsApp never gets cleared because you're constantly doing stuff. So it's like, okay, I never get around to it.
I'm like that with my grandma currently. I said to her that we go out for a meal like after Christmas, like before New Year's. And then I saw her like start of January in Morrison's, that's where she works. So my grandma, my dad's side, so I don't really have much of like a connection other than like a text message or seeing her. And she was like, oh yeah, we need to sort something out. I was like, yeah, I'll message you tonight. Have a message to a whole month later. Still message up Margaret. I'm so sorry. She's
if you're watching this.
Yeah, mate. Margaret, if you're watching this, I'm so sorry. So yeah.
That's... Can we borrow your son for the podcast, please, Margaret?
Yeah, the urn, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably not very nice. One of my grandma's dead, and the other one I haven't messaged. I told her I
wouldn't. One of my grandma's dead. The other one just annoys me now.
Really?
She was sound when I was growing up. Yeah, I hope she's not watching, but
she lost her marbles. Like she probably
a little bit. She's a bit annoying. Like I feel like last time I saw her, I was with Shannon, and it was like I'd probably been with Shannon like a few months, quite early days, and I needed to get off. I was like,
she was like, "This one's way uglier than the last one."
Yeah, she was like, "Good old days, so get rid of it."
The last one was way better.
Yeah, no, she was basically she lives in Leeds and I needed to get home, like, I think it was probably like 6, 7pm and I was like, we're not staying over, so I was like, I need to get going really.
Yeah.
I was like, right, we're going to have to get off. We'd gone out for a meal and like everyone else was there, so like my sisters and their partners and stuff, and I was like, right, me and Shannon are going, and she just went okay and turned her back on us. Like, she was fuming, didn't say bye, didn't like give us a hug or anything. She was like, all right, as if we'd like really offended her that we were going. So like since then I've been like, fuck off, I can't be asked.
My great grandma, she died about 10 years ago. Every time I used to go around, the last time I went around, she proper lost her, like, she lives all over the place. She'd just say the same story. She'd tell you, like, the same story about, I can't even remember, but it's, I must have heard the same story, like, 18 times, and it was like, bless her, but, like, she's fucked. She thought the last time I went round that I was my mum's boyfriend. She was like, is this a new one? Well, it doesn't
surprise me, you do sleep with her.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm literally like 12 years old. And I'm like, no, what the fuck? I'm 12 years old. Why would I, why would my mum, who's 40, be with a 12-year-old boy? It's so odd. Maybe that's what my mum was into before me. Young boys. Yeah.
My uncle, I think, did Uncle Fred die the other day? Someone died the other day.
Good to know.
I think Auntie Thelma's dead now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Auntie Thelma's dead, guys. And Uncle Fred, I think, might be dead. So
haven't been able to do check-in since.
No, I've been so upset. Time off. Not seen her for 15 years, but any excuse to not do check-ins. No, I got invited to the funeral. To be fair, my auntie messaged me, who I never speak to anyway. She was like, the funeral's on this day at this time. And I was like, I messaged my mum. I was like, what do I say? Because I'm not going. Yeah. She was like, just say thanks for letting me know. So yeah. Like, yeah, thanks for letting me know. Yeah, my Uncle Fred.
Yeah.
So Thelma and Fred, like the Flintstones.
Yeah.
I don't remember this, but apparently when we were younger, I feel like I might have told this story on the podcast, I don't know. When I was younger, we went round and he was drunk and he threw up into a pint glass. Like, he was that drunk and then he drank it.
Why?
He was that drunk. I was that young, I don't remember, but like that's how he's known now. Is like, we don't go round there because he's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my Family Guy.
Yeah. Explains
any
a lot.
Any other family stories while we're here?
Not really. My family's tiny. I think I've said this on the podcast. My mum.
55 kilos.
Yeah, 55 kilos. Oh, yeah, my family's 55 kilos. Fuck them. No,
hate them all.
Yeah, hate them all. God, talk to me with some respect, goddammit. No, my family's like, literally, it's my granddad and my grandma's dead. My mum and my dad's dead. So my mum's alive.
A lot of dead.
Yeah, there's a lot of dead. Like, it is mad. Like, and then, like, to be fair, in 2018, my mum had a really, really bad brain aneurysm. Yeah, really dead. To the point where, like, they were like, she could probably die. And I was like, so I'm going to be an orphan at 19. It's class. That. Yeah.
That was like when we were just training together.
Yeah, that was. And then I remember like falling asleep after the call happened, after I had to like, and then having to call loads of like places to find where she was. And then England were playing in the World Cup. So I was like watching the England game, but I was like calling places, like being like, where is my mum? And the funniest thing was, and it's not even funny, I had to go down. I remember thinking, because I was the only person who knew, I have to tell everybody. So when I went to my granddad, Habs is in hospital. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, she's in hospital. And he was like, do you know where? I'm like, nope. I was like, I'm trying to find. But it's like, I actually had to be quite responsible because you don't realise. Like,
stuff like
happens.
That when you're young, like, forces you to grow up quick.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So that was an event. But yeah, other than that, like, my auntie's still alive, but she's a bad.
Well, she's
like,
a dick.
She's a dick. Have we spoke about her on the podcast before?
I don't know. What's her name again? Tam. She's a twat.
She is a proper twat. Like, I think Finn's probably understating how bad.
Oh, she's horrible. Is.
We trained in lockdown and she used to, so I have like a big like family house. I don't, it's not me, it's my granddad. So it's like a family house and she used to live like outside in like the annex slash barn. I don't mean, I haven't seen her in, honestly, I haven't spoke to her since
then.
I haven't spoke to her in like 3 years. Yeah. So she used to live like underneath like the arch and we used to do bin dips. We used to do dips on the wheelie bins. And like the first time that Finn came round, she was like
she
taking
was
like
the
photos,
the first time
videos.
I came around, yeah, she rang
she
the police.
Called the police, being like they're training, but we were training outside, and then eventually we just moved into the shed. So we were like doing deadlifts outside, and she was like taking photos.
I remember that first session.
Yeah,
Cuba was there.
Yeah. We did the deadlifts off the bricks.
Deadlifts outside. Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. And yeah, it was like.
Then we were like, this is gonna be good.
This is gonna be sick. So yeah, so we were pretty much like, she called the police. She put us on Facebook, I think. She was like chatting to every single person in the village, being like, he's got someone coming round training. Like, and then like it was just so odd. And then we'd be doing dips, and she'd like walk mid set
deliberately,
like, and try and like almost like not like knock over a bin, but she'd be proper like she'd open a door onto the bin, and like
we'd be like.
Yeah, they're just carrying on like, got reps to do, got reps to do. And it was just like, honestly, the amount, I can't really sound like publicly the amount of stuff that she said, but it was awful. Like, and it's mad to think, but
those
again,
dogs used to scare me a lot.
Yeah, she had two dogs. One was nice. One was like stupidly aggressive.
One of them, like every time I was around, I was like, it's going to get me.
Yeah, like would show its teeth and like run at you. You'd be like, fucking hell. Like, I was literally thinking, I'm going to kill that dog today. Like, that dog comes near me, I'm killing it. And yeah, it's funny because we've said it before, like family, you don't actually have to like them.
No, I have a client who I say this to a lot. I won't obviously name any names because it's personal, but
yeah.
I say it to him quite a lot. I say, like, as you get older, you kind of have the ability to choose your own family to an extent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if I hated my family, I wouldn't see them at all or speak to them at all. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm old enough to live on my own, pay for everything myself. I know you're not, mate, but your mum does everything for you.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm able to do everything myself. Like, I don't rely on my family anymore.
No.
Like, it's lovely to still have them and have a relationship with them, and I do, and I'm really lucky to have a family that I'm close with. But if I wasn't, I wouldn't rely. I wouldn't care. Even, to be fair, from the time I was like 16, I think I felt like that. Like, I felt like I was at a point where I can at least
function
once,
on your own.
Yeah, especially once I moved out. Once I moved to uni, it was literally like, you know, like loads of kids when they go to uni, they go home every week. I don't remember going home. I think I went home once every like blue moon, like I do now. You know, I go home like once every few months, like hardly ever. Like, and it was the same then when like most kids are like, I've got to go home and see my mom and dad.
I remember that like transition was so weird because I remember thinking to myself, like, as long as I've like got something that I can preoccupy myself when I'm not doing anything, it's like a TV and a PlayStation, as long as I've got a gym membership and as long as I've got a car or I can get to a gym, I'm sound. And like, I remember like people, it's like people get scared. It's like, I was sound. Let's just go to a gym and
train. You get to a certain age. I remember there was a certain, it was almost like a switch that flipped, and I was like, I'm an adult now. I need to fend for myself. I think, again, this is when I was probably like 16. I was making my own money and stuff, and I like wasn't asking my dad for a fiver to go to the shop. It was like, I make my own money now. I need to fend for myself. And I think some people still sort of feel like, this person isn't that like, by the way, like, I'm not saying that they're like that, but they have like some family issues and they let it stress them out a lot. And I'm like, you're getting old enough now to the point where you don't have to really like have a relationship with your family if you don't want to. Like, soon enough, when you're able to earn enough to have your own roof over your own head, and like,
even that, and also like give back. Like, I don't think whenever I've ever gone out for food, my mum's never hasn't bought me food when we've gone together in years or anything. We go to like,
it's nice to
like when we went to New York, that was literally like my sort of gift. Granted, she wanted more expensive flights so she could choose the time, so I was like, if you want them, you're paying for it. So she did, but like, I paid for the Airbnb, I paid literally for like all her sort of stuff. Granted, she'll chip in if it's like, let's say me, her and Sanaa, and it's expensive, but like, I always say to my mum, like, it's on me, that's cool, like, it's fine. Like,
but even that, like, obviously that's because we're like in a financially stable position to do so. But even if you weren't, if you didn't have a good relationship with your mom,
you just wouldn't do that.
Like, you wouldn't, like, now you wouldn't live with her because you've got the money to move out. Like, if you hated living at home, you just wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, I think
tax. Don't know if I can move out. I might just stay here. I might stay here for the next 2 years.
But
I
do think that
is so much money.
That is something that's quite good to chat about, because like, people often do have family issues, but it's like, they're only a family because it's like blood. Like,
especially within bodybuilding, like, not understanding.
Yeah, you get it a lot, don't you? Yeah. Like, my mum and dad don't understand if I'm eating my own food, or, you know, they get annoyed at me if I'm taking a meal out, and it's like,
do they get annoyed?
People do, yeah. Like,
would you know, like, say, not maybe not now, but maybe like 5 years ago? Because again,
they,
my mum's lucky
understand. I think it's like, when I first started getting into it, like, obviously, like, my mum, like, especially, like, they'd almost think, oh, it's, you know, is it all right? Are you sure it's good for you? Are you sure it's healthy? Like, they're just concerned, like, when you're taking creatine or when you've got a big 5 kilo bag of cinnamon Danish and you're gagging as you drink.
Yeah, or taking a gram of Tren.
It's like, healthy.
Just taking a gram of Tren. Like, it's a gram of Tren, mum.
Nothing wrong with it. Right? Everyone's doing it. Even that 55 kilo PT's doing.
Yeah, he's doing a gram of tread and a kilo of weight.
Of course he is.
Mass gain or shit themselves constantly. That's what you do.
But like,
bodybuilding.
Obviously, when you start, it's just anything different, isn't it? If you got into any new hobby, like, people that are close to you are going to be concerned.
Yeah.
But no, like, to be fair, my family have always been pretty supportive of it. But again, I've not needed their support. I've never asked for their support. I've never gone like, oh, mum, is it all right if I do this?
Yeah.
Is it all right if I do that? Like, I've never once needed their support. The only time I needed their support was when I was like 14 and my mum would have to take me and pick me up from the gym, because it was like a 15-minute drive away, like, and it would be like a 2-hour walk. So that was the only time that I actually needed it. Like, but again, since I was making my own money and stuff, like, you don't need their support. You do what you want to do, and ultimately your parents should let you do that. And if they don't, like, obviously it's difficult, but again, I'll have it with like clients who are like, well, my mum and dad say I've got to do this. It's like, you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't care less what your mum and dad
you're
say.
You're 37 years old. Imagine.
But, mate, I've had it before. Yeah. I tell you, I had a PT client who was like, hey, mate, like, my mum's told me that I can't eat rice.
Or the, do you remember the, can you call my mum to say that I'm not, like, do you remember that one?
Yes, that was, he was odd. Can you call my mum to, because she's worried about my diet. And it was like, getting too lean. you're really fat. Yeah. Like, you still had loads of fat to pull off. Like, wasn't, it was like a mini cut. And he was probably, if we're looking at, like, if he was to do a DEXA scan, he'd be, like, 24%.
Yeah.
And he was like, my mum's getting really worried about me.
I was like, I'm getting too skinny. What?
But no, I had one, a PT client, who was literally, he'll have been, like, late 30s.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, mate, my mum told me that it's really bad for you to cook rice and then, like, refrigerate it.
I remember this, actually.
And eat it. I was like, what? I was like, mate, you're, I literally said to him, I was like, mate, you're, like, nearly 40 years old, like... Make your own decision.
You're over the hill, mate. Why, like, are you even worried about what your mum says?
Yeah, like, you know? It's just like, what? Like, yeah, obviously there's like, it's a known thing that it's like, oh, you need to be careful with bacteria when you've cooked rice. But it's like, if you do it properly and once you've done it like a few times, you're not going to die.
No.
Like, yeah, it's, and even like now, like my mum and dad will say stuff to me and I just almost, I'm never rude to them because obviously I do respect them a lot. But like, I will say to them like, that's just incorrect. Like, if they'll say something that they think is correct, and I just know it's not. Or like, you know, because they're your mum and dad, they think that
they know best.
Yeah, which they probably do in a lot of senses because they've got experience.
Yeah.
Like, which is fine. But there's also certain things where it's like they'll say something. And, well, it's just behind the times.
Yeah.
Like, so they'll be like, oh, I don't know, be careful with this, or be, make sure you do that. And it's like, well, actually, like, that's completely irrelevant in this day and age. Or, you know, it's like if they were to be like, make sure that you practice your handwriting.
Like, if you were to eat loads of red meat, they'd be like, oh, that's not
good. Yeah, or like a lot of eggs. Like,
And watch your cholesterol.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. I've always been lucky because, like, my mum's very much into, like, fitness and training and food and stuff. So, like, she never really... And also, she's very open. She'd never be the person to shut something down.
Yeah.
Like, but then, like, my granddad, when I got my tan done for one of the shows, he looked at me, he was like, what are you doing? Like, it was like pure disgust of like, what really are you doing? And then like I told him, and then like when I won the following day, I was like, oh, I won, and he was like, oh, well done. He was like, and I showed him some photos, he was like, good god, he was like, you're really skinny. And he was like, fair enough. He was like, cool, and he just walked off, and I was like,
you're definitely on steroids, he said.
Yeah, he was like, you're definitely on loads of gear. Yeah, you big gearhead. So yeah, that's that. But no, I think it's one of those, it's a good sort of topic to talk about, because again, a lot of people deal with it in ways that, especially clients that we coach, like people that are late teens into their early 20s, where it's like almost pivotal point, and it's like,
yeah, you have to go your own way to an extent. Like, you don't have to move out, you know, but like, you have to understand that you are an adult at that point and you've got to make your own decisions, and at times as well have like hard conversations with your family where it's like, look, this is what I want to do. Like, just because you're my parent doesn't mean I should live my life through what you want. Like, I remember when I stopped playing football, and I remember it was being like a bit of a, I didn't really want to tell my dad because I felt bad. So it's like, because he'd like paid for loads of football trips growing up, and he'd always supported me. He was like a coach when I was growing up and stuff. I was like, oh shit, I don't really want to tell my dad that I'm stopping football for like getting into the gym. But then when I told him, he was like, yeah, Sam, do what you want.
I remember saying
he wasn't like, no, you can't do that. Like, it's not his life.
I remember saying to my mum when I started uni, because I was coaching like maybe five people, so I was adding like maybe 100, 200 quid. And she said to me, like, you're going to get a job when you're up there? And I was like, no, I'm going to coach. And like, this isn't going to be a redemption story of like, I proved her wrong. But she basically was like, oh no, but like, it's going to be expensive. You've got your loan, but you don't want to go too much into that.
Yeah.
Like, you want to actually make a bit of an income. Just get someone on the side. And I was like, I don't value like 4 to 6 hours of my time per week for 50 quid. I'd rather actually spend that time doing things that I want to do when I'm at uni, and also at the same time work on my coaching. And like, my mum fully supported that. But I remember like, she got a bit like, because she, I didn't want, I'm not going to say I'm being lazy, I'm going out partying.
She thought it might be.
But she
like
thought,
that.
Oh, he's probably just going to enjoy a uni lifestyle. I was like, no, I actually don't, I'm not going to spend 6 hours of my time per week and get, what, minimum wage for that? So like 50 quid.
Yeah.
Like, so
yeah, I was earning like not compared to now, obviously, but like at the time, yeah. I was earning like over $1,000 a month when I was at uni, and like everyone at uni was like, "How are you not like skint? How are you not in your overdraft?" I'm like, "Because I work all the time." Yeah. Like,
no, that's not to say I was afraid of work. Cause I'd worked for her before. I'd done like little bit like bits in here. I was really clever with my money, and I had enough money to be like, I can do a year or two of just like, let's say, living at the absolute basics, being extremely poverty ridden and just crazy, relying though, like, upon looking back, kilos of whey that
I was saying this to Shannon, like. It is true. Like, the more money that you make, like, the more financial stress you have.
Oh, I woke up this morning and I was like, motherfucker. I was like, I was down on this. I have to pay this. And I added it up. This is literally what I did this morning. December and January, especially like this time, was like more so a few clients left in December. It's been expensive times of year. And I looked at my Go Cardless and I was like, okay, cool. I've actually not made more money this last month. And it's not all about money.
Yeah, but you usually see progression.
Yeah, but usually see progression. And I like thought to myself, motherfucker, I'm not making as much money.
Yeah.
And then I added up what it is over 12 months, and I was like, God. Yeah, but like my initial reaction was, I'm broke. That's it.
Like, I always think that as well. Like, I'm like, oh, cool, I earn this. I don't.
No, you don't.
The business earns that, but I pay Noah, I pay Sam, I have to pay for like VAT, etc. Yeah. Like, it's not. I'd literally say in Shannon, I was like, I feel like if you'd have told me like 5 years ago that I'd be earning what I am now, I'd be like, what? Like,
that's balling. Crazy. Yeah. Every month I just randomly stay on the same amount of money, and I'm like, how's that happening?
But now I feel like I earn less than back then. I remember back then thinking like, if I got like a good month of like 1,500 quid when I was working at Next.
You look at your bank and you're $1,000 up.
Yeah.
Now it's like you get five and you look at your bank and you're the same. You're like, wait, what?
Because you're spending so much. I was like, but yeah, it is what it is. We're in like it's great. Like, we're in a good position, but it is like something that I never thought I'd like really
understand.
Yeah, like but like again, I was literally saying to Shannon the other day, like, this is kind of how we got onto it. So I remember when I moved to uni, every kid had an Apple Mac. Everybody had an Apple Mac laptop, and I didn't because my mum and dad, like, they could afford one, but they didn't want to. Yeah. Like, so they were like, right, we'll get you this, and it was like an iPad clipped onto a keyboard.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And it was shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was maybe 150 quid or 200 quid, and it was like really slow, constantly had to like wait for it to like sort itself out while everyone else was just cracking on.
Hmm.
And I was saying to Shannon, like, looking back to that now, I think, why didn't my mum and dad just get me a Mac? Like, but then also, they didn't just have that disposable income to do it. Like, and like looking at where I'm at now, I think I'd just buy a Mac.
Yeah.
But that's not the case, you know what I mean? Yeah. For everyone to just, I'll just buy a Mac.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, like, at the time, oh, fucking hell, my mum and dad should have just got me a Mac.
I remember, like, 2020, the first, like, I bought a Canada Goose jacket. And, like, I honestly went to London. And granted, it's a materialistic item. You don't need a fucking jacket. But, like, I always wanted one. And I was like, oh, I want to get one. Just, it's cool. I've worked for, like, 6 months pretty hard. Like, I've saved enough money. And I remember, like, literally picking one up. And I was like, the camo one. I still got it now. I really like it. And I was like, I really like this jacket. I want to get it. But then I put it down and was like, I need to think about it. And I went for like a walk around like four of the shops. And it was on my mind, like, how long is it going to take me? What have I got to do? Is it worth it? And objectively, no jacket is worth £1,000. Nothing is worth. No materialistic item that you wear as clothing is worth anywhere close to that. But I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And it was, I really liked that afterwards. I was like, I got a cool jacket. But like, looking back,
it's like, just like a reward system.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think it's one of those where, like, again, I don't think you shouldn't. A lot of people say, I'm not materialistic. And in reality, I don't think that should be the case. It should just be a case of, what do you actually enjoy spending your money on? Like, and if you, as long as it's not negatively harming you, like, if, let's say, for example, if I was to say to Finn, hey, mate, I made X amount of money and 80% of it went on the horses.
I'm in debt. Like,
The horses, and I'm in debt and I've got to pay my tax. Finn would be like, what the fuck are you doing? But like, if
I'm like, don't worry, bro, I got loads of money. I'll sort you out.
If I, or like, oh, I've just subscribed to loads of girls' OnlyFans.
Which ones? See if we've got the same.
Yeah, it'll be like, show me which ones. Top trumps. I got this girl. You got this girl. Compare. But no, it's like, there's things to spend your money on.
Shannon, if you're watching, I don't have any. I promise.
Neither do I.
What are you telling Shannon?
Yes, she'd be disappointed. Yeah,
she would.
So now I already know she hates me.
It's like that story that the Josh Crogan story.
We won't go into it. No, but yeah, I think it's one of those where, like, you just want to, you look upon outgoings, and it's like, as long as you're good with them and you're happy, sound cool. There's Finn's opinion on a car about 4 years ago was, or 3 years ago, biggest waste
my
of money ever.
My opinion is still the same.
And Finn, but then also, like, you can appreciate a cool car.
Yeah, my opinion on the car is it was never like it's the biggest waste of money. It was just like, I've never really understood how people are like
chase cars.
Yeah, and like, they're so like obsessed with it, and then they'll buy a brand new car, and within, let's say, they'll sell it on in like 3 years, and it's lost like 20 grand, and and it's just like, it's like, if you've got that money, fair play, and obviously a lot of people have. But yeah, I never really understood that. But then likewise, like now, if I was to sell my car, I would still, I'd lose on it, obviously. I don't know, it's fucking cool.
Yeah, and also M2 comps, any competition BM usually hold their price quite well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, because they're quite rare, especially the all black ones.
Apart from yours now, it's been written off and put together. Is it what, Cat D?
Yeah, no, it's not Cat D. Luckily.
Cat C?
Cat C. No, it's not Cat anything. Cat B? It's fine.
Cat A?
I don't know.
I don't know what they mean.
I don't even know what they mean.
Right, let's wrap it up.
Right, cool. There we go. Hope everyone's enjoyed. Bit of a weird one. Spoke about Glasgow being a bit of a shithole. Spoke about Yemi and my Benova Rose. Then we spoke about families. And then we also spoke about money. There we go. Like, literally, the pillars of life. Everything. Family, money, Yemi Rose.
Yemi. And Yemi's a pillar.
Yemi. Yeah, man. That's it. That's that. Hopefully everyone's enjoyed. Any questions, as always, we leave a question box on the day that we do them. Usually it's Thursday or Wednesday. To be fair, it's going to be alternating moving forward, most likely. And we're now going to get into the questions. If you are liking this and you want to watch more, click subscribe. Get us to 550. That'd be great. Road to 1,000 subs is on. Yeah, that'd be that. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.